This week's COVID press update has some promising news regarding cases, according to Dr. Cynthia Morrow.
2 weeks ago, we were at over 4,000. Last week, we were at over 3,000. So we're seeing a really nice drop. In addition, our positivity rates and our interest in testing have also decreased significantly since last week. Putting that all together, it really does look very reassuring that we are over the worst, that we peaked 2 weeks ago as we expected.
Also good news for those who had a wait-and-see approach about one of the vaccines that was awaiting FDA approval.
Moderna is now fully approved, so that's good news for people who may have been hesitant. But we know that vaccines, while imperfect, are our best shot at reducing the impact that COVID has on our communities. We know how protective it is against hospitalizations and deaths associated with COVID. So the more people who can get vaccinated, the better off we all are.
Also, Pfizer has asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize a coronavirus vaccine for children 6 months to 4 years old as a two-dose regimen while they continue to research how a three-dose regimen works. Rob Ruthenberg, WFIR News.